Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Sandy Soifer, who is Executive Director of the Michigan Women's Historical Center and Hall of Fame. Good evening, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very good. I know we've gotten to mid-March, but I couldn't go any farther without acknowledging that it is National Women's History Month, and certainly Michigan women played a huge part in all of that.
Absolutely. It's a very exciting time for us. The national theme is Our History is Our Strength. And I think that every woman can certainly relate to that.
Most definitely. For folks who aren't familiar with the Michigan Women's Historical Center and Hall of Fame, tell us about how long you've been around and what your focus is. And obviously the focus is women, but what you do.
Well, we are the only museum in Michigan solely dedicated to women's history. And the Hall of Fame was founded 27 years ago, and we have over 250 women in the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. We have a small museum in downtown Lansing that is located on Main Street in a big yellow house, the Cooley Hayes House, which is a historical home. And we have history exhibits. We have an art gallery that features four different women artists each year, and, of course, the Hall of Fame gallery.
Now, the Hall of Fame gallery is certainly interesting in of itself, and I just wanted to mention that we have another week or so for deadlines for the Hall of Fame nominations. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The are due on March 21st of each year. And we get about 100 nominations, and it takes us several months to go through them. We have panels of impartial judges that look over the contemporary nominees who are still living and the historical, those who are not. And we pick about 10 women that we honor in October at our annual awards dinner, and then they're inducted in the Hall of Fame. So I always say this when I speak, that everyone knows some Michigan woman who should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, let's go off of perhaps some of the nominees who won in 2010, just to give some people an idea of some of the women who were inducted this last year.
Well, many people in the greater Lansing area certainly know Sandy Dragoo, who's the CEO of CATA. And she is one of the only women in the country who leads a major transportation authority. We have Doreen Koenig, who has a history with Cooley Law School and taught there for many decades. And she is a phenomenal attorney and worked in international law. Cheryl Freeborough, who might be a name in the Lansing area that's also familiar. She is a woman who owned two Saturn dealerships and now owns Hyundai of Lansing, and certainly a first in her field, too. So those are the types of women that we honor. We honored Annie Etheridge, who was a Civil War nurse, a decorated Civil War nurse, and Augusta Chapin, who was the second woman ordained as a Universalist minister. So this kind of gives you an example, as well as many people that, all of us have heard of, like Debbie Stabenow and our former governor, Jennifer Granholm. But sometimes the women that we have honored who you have never heard of, their accomplishments are just as remarkable as those really famous women.
Yeah, the unsung heroes. I imagine the stories that you have chronicled at the Women's Historical Center and Hall of Fame are stirring, to say the least.
Absolutely. I think that's the thing that fascinates most people when they come and see the plaques of the women we honored. They are always amazed at the stories.
Well, could you have any an anecdote for us now of somebody who we may not have heard of who made some amazing contributions?
Let's see.
Oh, I'm putting you on the spot. Sorry about that.
You are. But, I think that the story that we have in the special history exhibit, called Petticoat Patriots, which celebrates the women who fought for our right to vote. Most people come in and are amazed because it's not that anecdotal, but many people just don't realize that it took 75 years for women to get the right to vote. And there are many women who led both the national struggle as well as the struggle in Michigan. And we highlight that in our new history exhibit. So there are many stories that came out of that 75-year struggle.
Do you do a lot of work with schools? I mean, this was just coming to me, this information that folks just need to know. Are schools given tours of the center and Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. I have to say we see fewer yellow school buses than we used to because of the terrible budget problems. But we do have a lot of college groups that come. We have a lot of different types of women's organizations and clubs that visit, as well as many Girl Scout troops. So we do see a lot of different types of, and visitors of all ages, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what's interesting as well and exciting is that you can be a member of this organization.
Absolutely, we do. This is not a state museum. We count on individuals and organizations to help support us. So we very much count on the support through membership dues as well. So we're very grateful for people who contribute. And people can do that online at our website as well.
I was just going to say, you have to have a website for us. Why don't you give us a website? I'm happy to share that with folks.
Oh, thank you. It's very easy. It's Michigan Women's Hall of Fame, completely spelled out, MichiganWomen'sHallOfFame.org.
And I'm looking at the website now. Before you came on, I went to it. It's interesting and awfully informative, and it's making me want to come down again, that's for sure, and traveling exhibits as well.
Yes, all of our exhibits that are in the History Gallery become traveling exhibits, and we actually have 7 of them out this month for Women's History Month around the state. There's one in particular that comes to mind, Ladies of the Lights, which is about 50 women lighthouse keepers in our state, and that's on exhibit all month at the Grand Rapids Public Library.
Well, see, now there's another. I would not have thought of that as women as lighthouse keepers over time.
Yes, that's a remarkable story, absolutely.
Very good. Some upcoming events there are events that happen there as well, correct?
Oh, yes. We had a women's history reception last week when we unveiled the plaques of the 2010 honorees. And we also have fundraising events. We have a golf outing on June 27th at Lansing Country Club. And, of course, our annual award ceremony and induction dinner is in October at the Kellogg Center. And people can go to our website and learn more about all of our events and our programs.
Very good. I'll have you do the website one more time in case they missed it the first time.
Okay. And they can also download the nomination form before March 21st and submit that. It's MichiganWomen'sHallOfFame.org.
Very good. Well, Sandy, hopefully we'll help with the nominations and have some more people through the door. It's an exquisite exhibit. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. We've been speaking with Sandy Soifer, who's Executive Director of the Michigan Women's Historical Center and Hall of Fame. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.